Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
An old Doonesbury cartoon by Gary Trudeau pictured a young man who was being interviewed by the president of an advertising company. The dialogue went something like this. The executive says, "So you want to be an ad man, huh, son?" The young man responds, "Well, I think so, sir. I mean, I can't be certain, of course, but it seemed worth looking into, you know, to see if it worked out, if it felt right, and that's commitment, or is it?" Commitment is a word that doesn't get a lot of press today, and when it does, it is often used in jest or humor. I'm thinking of the cartoon picturing a young man talking to his girlfriend. He says, "If you ever leave me, I'll have you committed." Being committed to someone and having them commit to you is hardly the same thing. According to the dictionary, commitment is an act of giving, of putting something in the trust of another. In the broader sense, it is the act of pledging or binding yourself to a certain course of action, or to a person, as the case may be. Commitment is what a pilot must have when he sits on a runway and guns his engines. There is a point at which he has committed himself to the flight. He can sit on the runway and gun his engines until they run out of fuel, but he'll never get off the ground until he commits himself to taking off. Commitment is what Charles Lindbergh had when he flew the Atlantic, the first man who ever performed such a feat. Lindbergh had taken his map, and he drew a line right in the center. And no matter what happened, he made the decision when he crossed that line, it would be closer to go to Europe than to the North American continent. No turning back. Commitment is a decision to move forward, to hang in there when the going gets tough, to take one more step when you are convinced all your strength is gone. Commitment is a decision to stand by someone no matter what the temperature of a relationship may be. Today, however, the attitude of our world mitigates against commitment. Do your own thing. Seek your own fulfillment. Find your own joy. If you don't love your mate, well, walk out. You deserve happiness. All of these attitudes are viruses that destroy commitment. I am convinced that commitment is an ingredient which we vitally need today. Commitment involves three important areas of your life: your marriage, your career, and your relationship with God, which should come before one and two, because it vitally affects both you, your marriage, and your career by giving your life a sense of purpose. And without that, there is little reason to follow through with commitment. An individual who is deeply committed to something today often stands out from the crowd as someone who's different, often considered a little strange. He or she is considered something of an anomaly or a throwback to another generation. I've got news for you, friend. The individual who succeeds, who has a sense of purpose in life and knows where he or she is going, is a person of deep commitment. Show me a failure, and I'll show you an individual who lacked commitment to his mate, to his job, to himself, and probably to God too. Commitment has always been part of God's plan. As Paul put it, "Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.